Good morning. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report. Thousands of people in California continue to protest police killings of African-American men weeks after the decision of a grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri, not to indict a white police officer who shot and killed the unarmed Michael Brown. The 18-year-old's father, Michael Brown Sr., spoke to a packed house last night at the Third Baptist Church in San Francisco, just a day after thousands of people marched in San Francisco and Oakland.
Enough is enough. We got to stand strong together as people.
Protesters also took to the streets in Los Angeles over the weekend. Dozens of them staged a die-in at the intersection of Hollywood and Highland, dropping down in the street until police with helmets and batons forced them out. Next month, California will launch the nation's biggest driver's licensing program for immigrants without legal status. That means the Department of Motor Vehicles has just a few more weeks to train a legion of new hires. KPCC's Josie Huang reports.
To handle as many as 1.4 million of these applicants in the coming years, the DMV has brought on 900 additional workers.
We've never hired this many employees at one time, so this was definitely unprecedented.
DMV spokeswoman Jessica Gonzalez says many of the immigrant applicants won't have normal means of proving identification. So staff is being trained to accept other documents, like passports and consular cards. If those are missing, DMV workers will consider options like birth certificates and school documents, and require a sit-down interview with the applicant.
And they can look over those documents and feel confident, okay, you are who you're saying you are, and we'll check off you've proved identity.
The new hires bring the number of DMV workers to nearly 10,000. The state budget allows the agency to hire up to 1,000 more people in 2015 if they're needed. For the California Report, I'm Josie Huang in Los Angeles.
Encouraging healthy young adults to buy health insurance is essential to the success of the Affordable Care Act. That's why Covered California, the state's health insurance exchange, is heavily involved in social media. It's also funding outreach campaigns on college campuses. A variety of efforts are aimed at spreading the word at San Diego State. But as KPBS health reporter Kenny Goldberg explains, it's tough to get students' attention.
At a recent Covered California forum at San Diego State, you could have heard a pin drop. That's because there were only three students in the audience. Nonetheless, presenter Jan Spensley went through her entire PowerPoint routine.
So we're here to talk about, today, Covered California and making connections to health or making connections to health coverage. And hopefully those two things are synonymous.
Spensley directs the nonprofit San Diegans for Healthcare Coverage. She tells the students that without health insurance, one accident could saddle them with tens of thousands of dollars of medical bills. And that would ruin their credit.
You don't get a phone on your own. You don't get a apartment on your own. You don't buy a car on your own if your credit's messed up.
After the presentation, graduate student Charlie Griggs says when you're in college, health insurance just isn't a top priority.
I mean, school's a pretty big responsibility, so kind of trying to change the focus and move from doing homework or one thing to moving over and trying to take care of the health insurance, it's easy to put that on the back burner.
Spensley says students are a tough sell. They think they're invincible.
And I don't think they realize that you're healthy until you're not. And that's not the time to get coverage. Or if you have any kind of an active lifestyle, including getting up and walking across the street, riding your bike, riding your skateboard, surfing, walking, going up and down stairs, something can happen.
On average, the insurance premiums that older adults pay don't fully cover all of their medical expenses. But the premiums young adults pay more than cover their expenses. That's why, for Covered California to work, more young adults need to be enrolled. Students in the Cal State system are not required to have health insurance. Even so, at San Diego State, students must pay a health fee of $175 per semester. That gives them access to a full array of primary care services at the Student Health Center, including radiology and prescription drugs, all at little or no cost. But SDSU social worker Irma Murphy says there's a catch.
We don't open after hours, so they're not going to be able to see someone if they're sick in the middle of the night. They'll have to go to an off-campus urgent care center or emergency, and we don't offer that. We don't have urgent care either.
In Covered California's first year of operation, more than 400,000 people ages 18 to 34 bought an insurance plan. Young adults represented 29% of all enrollees. That exceeded projections, and health exchange officials want to keep that kind of mix going.
Do you know if you need help signing up for health insurance? in case you fall on that skateboard, you know, if you're covered.
Near the SDSU Student Union building, Brittany Bloom hands out information about Covered California. Thanks to a Covered California grant, campus coordinators like Bloom are on site at 12 of the largest Cal State schools. Bloom says it's hard for students to see the value of buying insurance.
Especially when you are young and think that you can rule the world and nothing will happen.
Bloom and her fellow coordinator, Kim Benzie, make presentations all over campus. But they usually don't draw much of a crowd. Still, if only one person shows up, they'll go through their spiel. They also pitch Covered California in classrooms, where they're guaranteed to have at least a few students in the audience. Bloom likes to mention the cost of monthly premiums.
So how much is it? Depending on your income, depending on the plan that you would like, it can be as low as $26, which is less expensive than many of our cell phone bills, hot date to the movies.
This presentation hits home. By the end, seven students said they wanted information about signing up. Cal State officials estimate 10% of its students have no health insurance. For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.
And that's the California Report for Monday, December 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health, bringing innovative care to kids throughout the Bay Area. Learn more at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.